David Bowie has died of cancer. We've been remembering his artistry, but did you know about his financial innovation? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. David Bowie has died just after his 69th birthday. Although few knew it, he had been diagnosed with cancer a year and a half ago. The recording artist and performance artist, one of the most influential and successful of his era, also took interesting risks with his intellectual property. You'll be hearing about his creative work this morning, but the BBC's Theo Leggett has done reporting on a notable period in David Bowie's business life. 19 years ago, Bowie'd issue his own bonds. He got a lump sum from investors, and the investors got a stream of money from his future royalties. Theo, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
So I remember covering this back in the late 90s when the news broke. The idea was someone was willing to pay David Bowie up front for the rights for his future royalty earnings? Is that how it worked?
Pretty much, David, yes. This deal was arranged by the Wall Street financier David Pullman. And what happened is the rights to some 280 pieces of intellectual property dating from before 1993, which belonged to David Bowie, were put together into a special company. And the revenues that they generated in terms of royalties were used to pay the coupon on a bond, which raised $55 million up front for the musician. So David Bowie got his $55 million, which he used for various purposes like buying out a former manager, setting up internet companies, and so on. Meanwhile, the bonds were bought by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, which got a 7.9% return annually for 10 years. Not a bad piece of business.
Not a bad piece of business. Now, did other artists try this, Theo?
Yes, the example was used by James Brown. He issued a bond. Dusty Springfield, the estate of Marvin Gaye, did something similar. And there was a trend for it for a short while. But it never really took off in a big way. And the reason for that was something that David Bowie was involved in, the development of the internet. As music became more popular on the internet, piracy became more prevalent, of course. We saw the innovation like streaming. And basically, the idea that the royalties on a music recording represented a rock-solid income stream, that doesn't really apply so much these days. So the risk involved in something like this, it grew over time. So in the wake of the financial crisis, we haven't seen so much of this kind of thing because it is considered to be much higher risk now.
David Bowie, artist, musical innovator, and apparently part of a financial innovation. The BBC's Theo Leggett in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Checking markets today, we spent the better part of last week covering the turbulence on the Chinese stock market, with prices falling in part from the Chinese currency slumping. Some economists, including this weekend Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz, says China's rules for halting its stock market, the so-called circuit breakers, are in part to blame. On Friday, the key index in Shanghai rose 2%, but today it was down 5%. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong, home to more established Chinese companies, fell 2.75%. The 100-share index in London currently down 0.25%. The U.S. share prices seem to be more immune to Asia's gyrations today. Dow and S&P futures are up in the 0.5% range about 2.5 hours here before the opening bell. As attention turns to corporate profits season, Alcoa kicks off this earnings season with its report for its fourth quarter today. The forecasts are weak, and the stock market in Moscow has been tanking today, with the key index there down 3.5%. Oil is a massive part of the Russian economy, and crude prices are down more than 2% in both Europe and the U.S. after a new forecast that the glut will stick around. . 2016 may turn out to be a big year for real estate, but not just houses. We're talking forests for sale. Over a third of U.S. forest land is owned by private families, and a lot of it may soon change hands, as Jeff Tyler reports.
About 30 miles northwest of Portland, Oregon, Scott Russell owns several hundred acres of forest.
I think of this farm as a bank account, that's for sure.
Farming their forest has supported the Russells financially as they raised two sons. Scott Russell is 69 now, and he's thinking about what happens to his biggest asset after he's gone.
This tree farm has not been something that's cranked out a whole lot of cash, but it will in the future.
The future of the family forest is a topic of dinner conversation in many homes. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, about 40% of private forest owners in the U.S. are 65 or older.
So it's driving this huge transition in forest ownership.
Ben Hayes is a research fellow with the Pinchot Institute for Conservation.
Particularly with families where the land has been in the family for multiple generations, they're land rich and cash poor. And so if this is their most valuable asset, it creates challenges around estate planning and passing it on to the next generation.
If the next generation is desperate for cash, the family forest is often sold to industrial players who clear cut the trees and sell the timber for export. Fortunately, Scott Russell's kids have good jobs and don't need the money.
Our kids have already got the message that there's a difference between inherited money and money you earn. You don't buy Corvettes with inherited money.
He says he walks a fine line in trying to get his sons interested in the family business.
I don't get so passionate about the tree farm that I turn it into an albatross for my kids.
So far, his sons are on board. But just in case, Russell is enlisting support from his grandkids by building small cabins around the property.
The idea of that is if the kids decide to sell, then the grandkids are going to be, oh, well, we built that with Grandpa. You can't sell that piece.
How's that for leveraging an emotional investment to protect a physical asset? In Scappoose, Oregon, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
We were just discussing the financial innovations of David Bowie, the musical artist and performance artist who has died at the age of 69. Bowie had released an album on Friday, 2 days ago. It has a jazz vibe, and it's called Black Star. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.